I think you've put forward an excellent point or question. Does this discourage compliance? And we have that question come to us in a slightly different context as well. My firm interpretation or answer to this would be no. This should not discourage efforts of compliance. I couldn't with the judgment perhaps say on the contrary, but still. Let me start with a question that we often get, and then I'll turn to the point you are making. We often get the question, well, why doesn't a competition authority give some credit to the good faith efforts of companies to prevent infringements in spite of the fact that they may actually occur? In other words, a company does all that is necessary and has a compliance program that is fitted to its particular size, and nevertheless, somewhere in the organization, something occurs that ultimately turns out to be an infringement. So why not then give a reduction of fines to recognize at least these best efforts by the company? It's something we don't do. Well, are we discouraging compliance? I don't think we are. Are we saying that compliance programs were badly designed because an infringement was actually taking place? I don't think we are saying that either. Certainly in this brochure you will not find it. A compliance program and expert advice may be extremely effective to prevent a lot of potential infringements. And then if there is a certain advice that would give or that would presumably give for the company concerned the comfort of saying, well, this doesn't seem like an infringement, and it later turns out to be, that can happen. Like a compliance program cannot prevent possibly all infringements, but if it prevents a lot of them, in itself it is a useful effort to make and to go through. So I think as we are now in an age where the respect of the competition rules is not, let's say, hammered off or ensured by the companies with the competition authorities, in other words, you can notify an agreement, get provisional immunity, and then wait whether that agreement can be exempted, yes or no. We live today in a world of self-assessment. And that self-assessment by companies, their in-house counsel, outside lawyers, takes place on an everyday basis. And I think it's very effective, and we try to do our bit by giving transparency about the rules and how we would interpret them. So I think those exercises are very effective, which doesn't mean that advice, which sometimes is not quite where it should be, even though one tries to do its best and the company follows the advice, should be exonerated for the efforts that were given. That's not the road to go on. It's also a very difficult exercise, and that is why we do not get involved with assessing compliance programs. It's a very difficult exercise to assess how precisely the compliance program or the advice was made, was put in place, was distributed in the company to allow for a conclusion that everything had been tried in good faith to prevent the competition rules from being violated. So perhaps rather unfortunately, but in the division of roles, we have to take a step back and look at the reality of an infringement, and therefore the underlying advice that might have been given as such could not play a role for us. So, and I think this is saying in a different way what the outcome is in that court case, that there's no exoneration for the advice that that has been given. So the bottom line for me is it doesn't take away whatsoever the need for efforts to provide for good advice and indeed compliance efforts in a company. So that's my take on this judgment and the policy implications of it.